This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, good morning and welcome. Fan Early Morning Show. For the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe could go to CGR Wholesale, the sponsor of the Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Kellis. Get a phone line. Have a conversation with me this morning, 412-928-9370. Going to talk a bit about the Pirates this morning, but we also have the NFL Draft coming up tomorrow. Adam Crowley and Doran Dickerson will be the hosts of that with Donnie Football. Doug Whaley will be on, among others that they'll have throughout the night for you. So, big night tomorrow. Tune in to 93.7 The Fan to hear that at 6 o'clock. I'll talk a little bit about what I expect from the Steelers and how I perceive the Steelers this year coming up in a little bit. If you have any thoughts on the draft that you'd like to present as well, you're welcome to. 412-928-9370. I'm going to start off with the Pirates here, though, because I am legitimately impressed with the resiliency this season of the starting pitching after being probably the most heavily critiqued part of this team. Now, again, I take games one game at a time this entire season. I encourage you to do the same thing. Pirates didn't get too low during their losing streak. They lost six in a row, but then they won a couple games that have some significance. They're a couple games out now of the division lead, and they beat a Milwaukee Brewers team that you know has some potential for this season. Walked into the season with pretty high expectations, and it's the Pirates' first division series of the year, and the Pirates they forced a split. The Pirates cannot do worse than a split in this series. So well done for them. I think I said that before the series. I would like them to win the series, but still, you know, a split is the way to start that off. A split's a good way to just get that out of the way. They can't lose the series, and that's good to have after you lost six straight and got swept in a couple series. They cannot get swept, obviously, when they won the first game, and now they can't lose the series winning the second game. Bailey Falter, 7 full innings and 1 earned run given up. Just 2 walks. He struck out 8 batters. Is Bailey Falter also not one of the biggest underdog stories of this season? You know, a lot of fans perceived that he was the filler for Paul Skeens until Paul Skeens was done developing. The Pirates seemed to have faith in him. And it turns out that maybe he had something in him that was untapped. Because he's gone out there and he's been a quality starter for this team. Like, Bailey Falter has gone out there and given the Pirates an opportunity to win pretty much every time he's gone out there this season. And 8 strikeouts against the Brewers, that's not something to just brush off. This is a point where we've got to stop just saying, this is stopgap, this rotation's weak, and this is where looking at that performance is where we have to start really going like, hey, this rotation is strong. This rotation is solid. Maybe it's not with the names that we want, and that's not saying that Paul Skeens won't make the rotation better. He will, obviously. But what they're doing right now is working. Like, the formula that they have right now with the names that they're putting out there, it's working. Colin Holderman and David Bednar nailing it down. David Bednar getting another save. He's got a strikeout in the game. Pitched the 9th. He's good. He's on it now. I think the troubles for him Jinx, not going to jinx it, but looks like the troubles for him may be subsided. He's back to his consistent ways. He's gotten into a rhythm now. So it's all good. And that's why I, you know, encourage just the taking everything a day at a time. That mentality, to have that mentality, because it's going to be a long season. We're going to have some tough times. I like to think that that caller on Sunday that yelled at Zangrilli, we talked about that on Monday, kind of reverse jinxed the Pirates into success. Andrew McCutchen with another home run out of the leadoff spot. He went 2-for-4. That's working. O'Neill Cruz batting 7th. I still want to see him in the middle of the order at some point, but I'm good if he's batting 7th. He got a hit. Joey Bart in now for Henry Davis. Got a hit in the game. So, yeah, there's a lot of good that's coming from this team now after a bit of a shakeup and needing to lean on the starters is working, and letting guys go late seems to be working as well, because Falter pitched into the 7th inning, struck out 8, and set the Pirates up to win. Set the bullpen up for success. Holderman pitched a successful 8th. Bednar got the save in the 9th. So, all good. All good here against the Brewers. Good showing. It's good to do that against the division opponent. McCutchen leading off. Maybe the answer, short term, long term, I don't know. I think Shelton should just play that game to game. But if it's working, let it ride. I like the way the lineup looks right now, and I like the results that they're getting. Bullpen seems back locked down. The parts of the lineup are doing well, and the starting pitching continues to stay strong with another Bailey Falter winning decision. Yes! 412-928-9370. Give me a call. Have a conversation with me this morning. What do you think of the Pirates? What do you think of what they're doing? Did you expect more early success this season? Similar to last season? They're doing kind of similar, a little worse actually than last April. But did you expect so much excitement in April? Did you expect the starting rotation to do well? And yeah, what do you think? Give me a call, 412-928-9370. We got a caller on the line now that wants to talk, so I'll let this person talk. Good morning. What's your name?
My name's Greg. How you doing this morning?
Greg, I'm good. I'm happy to hear from you. What do you got for me?
I think the Pirates are doing a fair and a good stretch. It's too early to call it. You know, everybody's getting nervous talking about, oh, they're going to start like they're going to start losing like they did last season.
Mm-hmm.
Just give them a chance, you know. Let them, you know, let it ride. You know, the Pirates is going to be okay. Now the Pittsburgh Steelers, their first round pick will be a wide receiver.
You think so?
Yeah. You know, you didn't have a bad team. You finished 10-7 last year. A lot of teams finished 3-15 and 3-14. You didn't have as bad of a team as you thought you had. You know, and then you got Omar Khan that came in and just changed everything around.
Right.
And I think it was for the good. And you get a good wide receiver. I seen 2 out of Texas that look real good. And I think the Steelers is looking at a receiver out of Texas too.
Sure. Hey, Greg.
I think that they're going to have a good team. They didn't have a bad team last year. You're going to have a better one this year.
Greg, thank you for the call. Now, I think that a lot of the Steelers' opinion among fans was that the team just lacked a solid quarterback, and you saw once the offense got it together, no more Matt Canada, whole lot more Mason Rudolph, that this team succeeded on offense, and that's really what it was. The defense was always solid. I think it was just some offensive pieces that were really bringing this team down. So I can agree with that from a certain perspective. Yeah, they weren't a bad team if you consider those factors, but also, I mean, if you consider what the team was doing with, and I blame Matt Canada most. I don't like to, you know, I'm not going to jump on the let's trash Pickett train, but yeah, I mean, with Pickett a quarterback, more so I think with Matt Canada as the offensive coordinator, there was a lack of offense that also made this team seem like it was a bad team. And you could argue that if the offense isn't there, that it is a bad team. So I think you could look at it, you know, as the glass half full, glass half empty. Two big changes that the Steelers made, riding Rudolph and firing Canada, may have jump-started the offense into being more motivated to do better, or maybe there were just better play calls. I don't know. So, yeah, I could agree with that perspective to an extent there, Greg. Yeah, they weren't a bad team if you don't consider the offense for half of the year, sure. But also, some of those changes were necessary, and getting rid of Matt Canada, I think, was the start of that. Distancing and then trading, distancing from Kenny Pickett and then trading him, that was, I think, also a key piece to all of this after two new quarterbacks get in there. And it just seems like a fresher outlook here. So they weren't a bad team last year from a certain point of view, but you definitely feel like they've gotten better.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.